Ode to simplicity. Waking up and thinking twice. Is it black? Is it white? Should I walk? Should I take a taxi? Choices, choices, choices. Saying no, saying yes. Or can I maybe do conflict within? I wonder who will win. Decisions, decisions, decisions. I know what is right, and I know what is wrong. But caught in between, I figure out the solution. But doubt creeps in. Is it good? Is it bad? I'm really not sure. Oh, I am confused. I know which way to follow. I know I'm supposed to turn right. But it's too hard. It's so hard. So maybe left. I cannot think of the consequences now. Easy for me now is good enough. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. Such is my life. I have to make a choice, to decide, to turn away from confusion, for it brings the uncertainty of I don't know. This is the old of simplicity. To listen, to obey, and to do. It's simple, but
hi guys, I hope you're all fully loaded with our Lord Jesus Christ on this beautiful, beautiful day. Welcome to our second Scriptsody. And as you've heard, Scriptsody is all about the Word of God. My name is Franz Hlaletwa and I am your host. Today, as you would have seen in the title, I'll be speaking about being in the will of God. Today, I am alone, no guest. But with no delay, let's get straight to it. The poem that I opened this episode with is titled Ode to Simplicity. One of my favorite pieces. That I actually wrote. It was on one of my first pieces, actually, that I actually wrote. When did I write it? I wrote it 2 or 3 years back during a period of my life where I did not know what to do. I still don't know what to do sometimes. But during that period, it was quite hectic. So I just decided to take my notebook, take my pen, and just start jotting down exactly what I was going through. And Ode to Simplicity was born. So today, since we are talking about to be placed in the will of God. I thought it would be quite relevant because Ode to Simplicity talks about just the normal things in life where you know what the right thing to do is, but you still go ahead and do the wrong thing, where it also includes the smallest obvious things. So I just thought, because today we are going to be speaking about literally placing yourself in the will of God, that I'll just touch, or rather add, Ode to Simplicity. And I hope, really, really hope that it really touched many of you guys. So yeah, let's get straight to it. So what I would like to start talking about is certain uncertainty. A lot of many Christians have gone through this, I believe, I being one of them, where we came, or we were introduced to the word. You know, when normally we are introduced to the word, what normally happens is first love. So each and every single thing, you probably start following it to the T. You start even enjoying each and every single thing that you start doing with God. It just truly becomes amazing, right until the time where for some reason you start idolizing certain things in your life. Most Christians don't know how it happens, but it just happens, and then literally seeing yourself being out of the will of God. And that is what I would like to speak of, and I call it certain uncertainty. So being in the will of God is literally a person placing themselves in the hiding place of God, where the devil cannot literally do anything to you. You are fully protected. You become this flame of fire where the devil literally can't touch you, has no power over you, has absolutely nothing over you. The devil has no power. Let me start by saying that. But the minute you step out of the will of God and start placing worldly stuff as idols in your life, you are literally giving the devil power over your life. And you start placing yourself in what I call, I repeat even, certain uncertainty. I was having a conversation with my friend yesterday, and she was saying to me that there's absolutely no way that the devil has truth in him. He can't speak the truth. It's not within him. And because he has no truth in him, when you place yourself out of the will of God, you have no idea what he's going to do with you. Because he will do so many things to you because he has no truth in him. You don't know what to expect from him. You don't know if he's gonna kill you tomorrow. You don't know if he's gonna destroy your family the following day. You stepping out of the will of God is you placing yourself in a very dangerous place. So I'd like to start by talking about this thing that let us be careful. Let us legit be careful that when we are placed in the hiding place of the Lord Jesus Christ, let us not be tired of praying. Let us not be tired of reading the Bible. But even in those days where, yes, you come from work, yes, you've been doing this the whole day, yes, you've been doing A, B, and C till Z the whole day, and you just feel like resting, have the 2-minute prayer with the Lord Jesus Christ, humbling yourself, speaking about what happened throughout your whole day. You know, a lot of people have this thing of repeating prayers. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, please bless my day. Amen. And then they walk out. I say, literally, if you have nothing to say to God, tell God what has been happening in your day. When I do that, it even helps me remember certain things that I might have done that may not please God. And then that whole moment, I use it as a whole repentance from God, keeping myself blameless before the Lord Jesus Christ. And what I also do is I actually start removing all the idols that I might have placed in my life. Because as you start doing that, God will start revealing certain things that he doesn't like or doesn't want you to do, or certain things that you were doing that were not pleasing him, that you were not recognizing. So that is what I would like to start with, is being blameless before the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you are being blameless before the Lord Jesus Christ, you are literally in his hiding place, doing his will, placing yourself in his will. The Bible in Psalms 15 verse 2-3, he says, "He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart, he who does not backbite his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up reproach against his friend. This person that the Bible speaks of is this blameless person, the person that when he does all these things, there's absolutely no gateway for the devil to enter in their life. There's absolutely no gateway for evil to enter their life because they keep themselves within righteousness. They keep themselves within the character of God. They keep themselves within the love of God. They keep themselves within the hiding place of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, I said that if you dare step out, you literally expose yourself to the devil. And when you expose yourself to the devil, and when you've stepped out of the will of God, you have denied using his strength. And when you don't have the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ, what are you to all these evil doings that are happening to this world? So let us not forget this each and every single day. Have that desire to pray, no matter how tired you are, no matter how many plans you have. Have the desire to just have that few minutes and speak to God, telling him how your day went, telling him all the pains that you've probably gone through, all the joys that you've gone through on the day, allowing him as well to speak to you as you pray, because through that, he ensures that you will not step out of the will of God. That is the first point that I would like to make. Second point that I would like to make in placing yourself in the will of God is literally having the character of God. The character of God can be explained in his love. He literally loves us unconditionally. The character of God can be seen through his grace, where he forgives us no matter how many times you've sinned. It can be seen through his patience, where we have promised him to do certain things, where we've promised to be kept in a certain way, but we then go astray, but he still has the patience that you'll come back to him. The character of God can be seen in him being loyal, because whatever he promises you to, he's going to do, he's definitely going to do it through his faithfulness. And that is what God also wants. We are of the image of God, so of course God expects us to have his character. There's no this thing, no, Mudimu is yes, he is above us. Yes, he is above all things. Yes, this, yes, and this. But because we have the image of God, all these characteristics that are within God, they should be within us. The minute you stepped in his will, the minute you received the Holy Spirit, or the minute you got baptized through him, all these characteristics of God should start falling within you, and you then should start living according to those characteristics, having that patience for people, having that love for people, keeping to your word, having that grace upon people, having that forgiving heart. And when you start doing that, that will of God is literally each and every single day being placed in your life. It becomes your nature. It literally becomes your nature. You won't even have to think about it. Of course, there will be temptations. You are in the flesh. The flesh and the spirit are constantly in war. So don't ever think that just because you've received the Holy Spirit, you now in the will of God, that you are not going to receive that temptation. You are going to receive it. But because now the character of God, the one that is all power, you can definitely overcome all these temptations. That is my second point. The third point that I would like to mention is reading the word. Reading the word of God. I really hope I'm not moving too fast for a lot of people. But reading the word of God is very, very important. Very important. I don't know if a lot of you people go through something of this nature of you keep on praying to God, you keep on praying to God, you keep on praying to God. And you always constantly have this thing, Mara, why Mudima Sankarabe? Why is he not answering me? And in most cases, those people
don't read the word of God. They don't. They literally don't read the word of God. They want some sort of prophet from somewhere, some sort of angel from somewhere to just come and fly down and just let them know about certain things. Oh, God wants you to do this. Oh, God wants you to do this. And it's absolutely not going to happen. Like, it's not. The minute you stop reading the word of God, you are giving a gateway to the devil to confuse the heck out of you. So my third point is you reading the word of God. Not reading it like some sort of novel where it's just storyline or someone out. No. But reading the word of God, meditating actually on the word of God, because there is a difference between reading and meditating. Meditating on it, once you've read it, the minute you step out of it, it's constantly in your mind. You're like, okay, the word of God said this, okay, the word of God said that, and then you start acting upon it. And through that, on that way, God will then start speaking to you, and all the prayers that you've been making, God will surely give you an answer to that. Yes, your timeline might not be based on God's timeline, but God, because as I've said, that He is a loyal God, He will never forsake you. He will never leave you alone. Yes, the word might come with its pain, but God will surely be by your side, covering you with His love. So let us just make sure that each and every single day, if you're going to have a day that you jump, maybe let it be twice a week, but try by all means to read the word of God, meditating on the word of God. Don't rely on going to church to knowing the word of God. Don't you dare do that. Yes, the churches were created for them to guide us through the word of God, but they are not going to be able to teach you each and every single thing that God wants to teach you. You have to have your own personal time where you're going to sit down and read it and meditate and place it into action immediately. Don't ever read and meditate on something and say that I'm only going to start placing this what I've read a couple of weeks later. But the minute the word of God says do this, start doing that immediately. And through that, Modimo tla ba thabile ka wena. So that was my third point. Going to the next point, I would like to read this verse. It's in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. It says, "And for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise." That was verse 36. And then verse 38 says, "Then now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him." Which I think for me currently, this is the point that I actually wanted to focus on. Probably that's the reason why I rushed all these other points. But I wanted us to focus on this. A lot of people have this thing of worldly blessings. Yes, worldly blessings are very much important. Yes, you do need them. But the overall goal that we want to achieve is having salvation. That is the overall goal. You might go through all the pains of the world, but if you have salvation, you have everything. Your family might kick you to the curb, but if you have salvation, you have everything. And when you have salvation, you have divine uncertainty, knowing that at the end of the road, there will be light for you. There will be peace for you. There will be joy for you. I love what it says, where it literally actually now tells us that if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. So the minute you then start to step out, oh, Mudimwaka, certain uncertainty will then start being placed in your life and things will start going AWOL for you. So I want us to really meditate on Hebrews 10 verse 36, where you literally start enduring all of these worldly stuff. Because let us be honest, the devil is in charge of this world. He has got so many tricks. So many tricks. Like, what Kyle, this guy, he can do the unthinkable. And if we don't recognize that and think, ah, devil, ah, that you are literally playing with fire. So let us not forget this verse that I'm reading. It's in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, that you have to have endurance in whatever that you might go through. Yes, you might lose friends along the way. Yes, your family might hate you along the way. The Bible did say that the Lord Jesus Christ came here to bring division. So you might go through the worst, but placing yourself in the will of God is the most important thing. Because when you place yourself in that will, salvation will be intact. You will have Him inside of you. And when you have Him inside of you, all the fruits of the Spirit will be activated within you. And when they're activated within you, what else would you need? You will live by faith until the end. And God will be so pleased with you. He will be so pleased with you. So my message basically for each and every single person today is for them to place themselves in the will of God, placing themselves in that footsteps that, oh, the Lord Jesus Christ did this, I'm gonna do this. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ taught us this, I'm going to put that into effect into my life. Having that mentality always within their minds. I was afforded the opportunity to be part of the leadership in the church that I attend, being the leadership of for the youth. Mind you, I didn't even want to be, because I feel like the youth is just so much work. You tell them this, they do something else. They, you know, peer pressure is literally what they live by. Because what their friends do, they will do. Their friends are their biggest downfall. But anyway, going back to point, yes, I was given this opportunity to be part of the youth, to be part of the leadership in the youth in the church that I attend. And I've been focusing on them this year because, of course, I'm in leadership more than I have previously in my years attending the church. And one thing that I noticed is that the youth have this cycle that, okay, it's Sunday today. And because it's Sunday today, they're going to come to church. They're going to repent each and every single sin that they would have committed across the whole week. And they'll have this thing in their mind that, I'm never doing that ever again. But the Monday comes, probably they will still have that with intact. Tuesday comes and then they start bit by bit slipping away. Because during that whole week, they don't have the church with them wherever they go. And then the world just start confusing them. And then their flesh start taking over, which is the point that I mentioned earlier on, that we cannot depend on church, on the church. But it's something that I recognize, and it's a pain, because what they literally do is on Sunday, they're like, okay, I'm jumping in this car of the will of God. And the following day, they literally just step out. They just step out and go back to the life that they lived. And it becomes a painful cycle because it literally does nothing, absolutely nothing for their spiritual life. And what will end up happening, the devil will do each and every single thing that they would like to do. We now see teenage pregnancy. You would think, you know, this whole mentality of, oh my Lord, I can't believe that this, she was so committed, she did this, she did that. But because they stepped out of that will of God, they stepped out of that hiding place of God, and they saw this world that gave them so much, I don't know what, but so much goosebumps towards their flesh, they then jumped into that cart of living in the will of the world. And then later on, they start realizing, oh my gosh, I should have never done this. Oh my gosh, I should have not have done this. But they knew the truth at the beginning. They knew that they were not supposed to do that. They knew literally when we go to the youth meetings, we don't hide anything from them. We tell them, hey, Oskata Matilena, you have to do this. You have to do this. our youth leader, the one in charge, literally says, this is what I go through, this is what I went through, and if you follow into those footsteps, you're probably gonna end up the same way that I ended up when I was still in the youth, and his desires for that not to happen for them. But even with that said, no matter what you say, yes, praise God, there will be some of them that will listen, but majority, yes, during that whole period, they will be like, yeah, it's not the way that I want to go. But later on, they start seeing themselves in that. And I can place this all in one thing. They depended on the church. And when they came home, they never had the time to pray. They never had the time to read the Bible. They placed their friends as their idols. They placed their activities at school as their idol. They placed their parties as their idol. They placed whatever that the world gave to them as their idol. They took that throne that was supposed to be for God, they took him out and they placed whatever that they want to place. And because of that, they stepped out. They stepped out. And the Bible says that he who keeps himself in God, the wicked one does not touch. Which means the other way around, if you do not keep yourself in God, the devil will be able to touch you. And hence, when they removed God from that throne and they placed whatever that they would want to place as their God, the devil touched them, the devil deceived them, the devil destroyed their life. And yo, I realize I'm speaking a lot of Tswana today. I really hope a lot of my viewers or listeners understand Tswana, but I think I've spoken about what I wanted to say, that this podcast is about divine uncertainty. Knowing that tomorrow, I would say, tomorrow you won't know what's going to happen. But because you would have placed yourself in the will of God, you don't care about that. You are living in the now. And the now says you must praise God. And the now says you must be of the character of God. And the now says yes, amen to God. So no matter what tomorrow holds, we know that because salvation is intact, there's light. But the minute you step out, you bring yourself certain uncertainty where the devil will touch you, the devil will slap you, the devil will destroy you, the devil will steal from you, the devil will do whatever that they want to do, and you will end up crying at the end. This is the December time, the period where a lot of youth die. A lot of youth go back to their old lives. A lot of youth want to party. A lot of youth want to, and I'm saying all these things, partying, going out, there's absolutely nothing wrong with doing that, but the manner in how you do it is the problem. David, King David, let me touch on his story a little bit. I remember he's king already, and he's supposed to go to battle. He's supposed to go to war. It's spring, the period where most kings prefer to have their wars. But what he decided to do, he decided to place his will over God's will. He said, Nagishap, I'm not going to go to battle. And he sent his soldiers away to go into battle. That minute was that first thing that he did where he chose that, I'm not going to go there. That was his first step in getting out of the will of God. That was his first step of placing himself out of the hiding place of God. Right? All right. Then we move on. He then goes into his palace. I don't know how it's structured or anything like that, but I can imagine it's like it's probably the highest building in the kingdom. And then he sees this woman bathing or bathing, and instead of him being a gentleman and looking aside, he focuses on her, and that desire kind of lures him to like, ooh, I want that woman. And I would like to speak about that, because that is literally what we do, guys. That's what we do. We cannot think of David's story as some story that happened a long time ago. That very same story is what happens in our lives today. We know the will of God. We know what God wants for us. We know which way to go. But the minute we step out to the world, we see, oh, this one is doing this. And then we keep our eyes so fixated on what that person is doing to such a point that we desire, knowing very well that what we desire is not of the will of God, you then allow your flesh to take over. Yes, I've said there's a constant battle between your spirit and your flesh, but your spirit is the one that is supposed to win. And that minute where you start having those desires and allow those desires to take effect in your life, what's going to happen to your spirit? It's just going to just crumble down. Okay, let's move on with David's story. He ended up sleeping with the woman. That woman, by the way, is the wife of one of the soldiers. He ended up sleeping with her and he caused the death of the husband. And at the end of the day, he paid the consequences for that. And he didn't have to go through that. He literally didn't have to go through that. If he just kept himself directly in the will of God, that was not going to happen. But I would also like to touch on this, that probably the day he chose not to go to battle, probably he was not recognizing that, oh, it's going to be my downfall, which is what I was speaking about, that we must always be careful to speak to God each and every single day. Because the day we decide not to speak to him, we are allowing the devil's voice to speak louder. When you kneel down and you pray and you speak about all your worries, you speak about how your day went, God is able to reveal to you things that you were not able to recognize. I don't know if David prayed on that day. I don't know if David meditated on God's will. I don't know what happened on the day. But let's just assume that he did speak to God. I 100% believe that God would have revealed that, no. Stop relaxing. This is the period of war. You need to go fight for my kingdom. God would have probably said that to him. But because he decided to entertain his flesh, relaxing in the time where he's not supposed to be relaxing, he gave an opportunity for the devil to enter using the flesh to win the battle. So let us be careful, guys. I know it's a repetition, but I want this thing to be so infused in your mind that when you leave this episode, you know what you are going to do. And that is literally placing yourself in the will of God. I thought this episode will be quite relevant because it is December. A lot of things are going to be happening. There's going to be a lot of drinking and driving. There's going to be a lot of that. There's going to be a lot of parties. There's going to be a lot of sleeping around. There's going to be a lot of things that are ungodly. And if we don't place ourselves in the hiding place of God, the devil will throw faith at us. The devil will finish with us. I attended a service yesterday and we were literally praying for the December month. That we pray that may God bless our family. May God protect our family. May God go with our family, because we know how rough it gets. I do know I have listeners in other parts of the world. I don't know how hectic it gets in your part of the world, but in South Africa, it literally gets so, so hectic. Our death rate just goes so high because of, you know, everybody's in vacation and everybody's just having fun. So just make sure, guys, that in this December period, don't allow yourself to be placed out of the will of God. I'm closing this now. Don't allow yourself to be placed out of the will of God. Your family might come and say, hey, let's go do this. Yes, have fun with them. But whatever they ask you to do, just always check, is it within the will of God? If you had plans to do something with God at that period, don't cancel that plan with God. Auntie, whose priority? That's another thing, actually. Whose priority? We have this thing of, I will set a period in time where I'm going to be reading the Bible. I'm going to be meditating on the word of God. But because some best friend of mine came and say, hey, let's go and do this, you're going to cancel on God. You're going to cancel on that appointment that you made with God. Kanjani? How? How? How are you literally doing that? So just always make sure that during this whole December period, make sure that God is priority. Make sure that his will is priority. Make sure his character within you is priority. Don't lose that within you. And with that, ngiyayivala.
Today's missing case is on Eugene Zane Nell. Eugene Zane Nell is a man that went missing on the 2nd of March 2016 and was 36 years old at the time. Please have a look at the picture I posted on my Instagram page, Franz_legacy to be. His girlfriend said he left him in bed in the morning as she went to work. He told her that he had a headache, and that was the last time she saw him. They spoke again midday over the phone. It was a casual conversation about their cat. Eugene Zaynell had a flight to Durban booked on that day. Whether he left or not still remains a mystery. If you have any information regarding his whereabouts, please contact the Kempton Park Police Station on 011-393-8600. If you have no information at all, at least make it a conversation. Speak about him. Share his missing poster I posted on my Instagram page. You never know, it might help. It has been over 3 years. However, the agony the family is going through is still very much fresh, as they have no idea what happened to him. Make it a conversation. In conclusion, I would like to say may God protect you in this December period. May God bless you in this December period. May God protect and bless your family. May God give you the strength to always read the word, to always pray. May God give you that wisdom and knowledge that you need to always recognize when you are idolizing something. May God always be with you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, we are currently in the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence or against women and children abuse. And I would like to tell everybody that make sure that this is widely spread. Let it not just be another year of, oh, okay, 16 days of activism and in Gadi 16 we just go out and party. But during this period, just do the smallest thing. I was speaking with the youth in the church that I attend yesterday. And what we planned to do tomorrow actually is just going to be making nice, cute pamphlets, written a beautiful message with a small little present inside. We're going to be walking around in our community, focusing, of course, on children and focusing on women, giving them that. And through that, of course, through constant prayer as well, through that, we hope that it's going to be touching those women's lives. We're going to be hoping that it's going to be touching those children's lives. And we even never know. I know I always say this, that we never know, but literally, we never know. It literally might help them out. Probably they are abused at home or whatever might be happening. And that might be something that allows them to speak out. That might be something that gives them hope. I literally don't know. So also on your side, do something small. You don't have to spend money to do something small. It can be as little as you literally checking upon all the women, friends that you have, or all the women family members that you have. Just checking upon them and just checking how life is, you know, and blessing them and praying for them, telling them that you're all, if they ever need something, you are literally available. So just make sure that during the 16 days of activism, do that. And with that said, let it also not end on the 16th, but let it continue throughout your life, being the gentleman that you are supposed to be. So that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting this podcast. I will probably always say this in each and every single episode, but I really mean it from the bottom of my heart, that thank you for all the support. And again, if you would like me to discuss anything specific or give a suggestion, just send me that DM. Or even if you want to be a guest, just send me that DM on my Instagram handle, Franz_legacy2be, or send an email to divineuncertainty2020@gmail.com. I will leave each and every single thing on the description thingy, my bob.
Next week, we're going to be back to normal. And what I mean back to normal is that we're going to be having a guest. And I'm not sure yet, but I do believe it's going to be another close friend of mine. One of my closest, actually. The person that knows me almost inside out. He's going to be here and we're going to be touching on something quite heated. Something quite heated that I think a lot of you will appreciate if we talk about. And again, Apple users, don't forget to rate this on Apple Podcast. If you have any sort of comment or anything that you like me to change about this podcast, I'm not saying I'm going to change, but do send your emails or your DMs and I will definitely read them and see if it is possible. This is France, your host, and remember, there is certain uncertainty about tomorrow, but above all, there is divine uncertainty when your faith is based on God's appointed time. Let us learn, love, and laugh together. Speak to you on the fourth episode. Speak to you on the next episode coming up soon. Bye.